They don't want to prepare for it. And many of them will engage in lives of crime and engage in behavior that represents a shortcut lifestyle that ultimately leads not only to destruction, but if not careful, death. Now, even though you're somewhat quiet tonight, you're mute, every one of us can tell from our own experience that we live with people and we live around people who are caught up not in the long haul of life, but they are caught up in those things that are instantaneous. Journey with me from where we are in this millennium to a time greatly disconnected from where we are, but in another sense, it's very connected. Think about ancient Israel in the text. Prior to this 13th chapter of Exodus, the cries of God's people have gone up to him for 400 years, four centuries. And yet it's almost as if God has dammed up the heavens. And all of us know something about this, because God does not always answer our prayers immediately. And anybody who has any mature faith at all understands that there are some questions that God does not answer right away. And there are problems that you are facing right now that God has not yet solved. It's not that you have not pressed him for an answer, you have. It's not that you have not placed before him night and day what is the desire of your heart, you have. But for whatever reason, God has taken his time in answering our questions and solving our problems. 400 years is a long time to wait for freedom. 400 years is a long time to wait for liberation. 400 years is a long time to wait for emancipation. But Israel waited 400 years, and finally God answers. God tells Moses, go to Pharaoh, the mightiest man in the civilized world, and tell him to let my people go. Now, Moses is no fool, and Moses understands that his is a rather weighty assignment. Even though he has grown up in Pharaoh's household as the step-grandson to Pharaoh, still he knows of Pharaoh's might and temper. And the first question out of his mouth is a logical one. If I go, who shall I say sent me? And then God gives one of those crazy answers. Has he ever given you a crazy answer? Tell him, I am sending you. What kind of a name is that, I am? Well, for those of us who are faithful followers of Jesus Christ, that I am goes a long way. Because when he says, I am, that means I am whatever you need me to be. If you're hungry, I'm bread. If you're thirsty, I'm water. If you don't have a mother, I'm a mother. If you don't have a father, I'm a father. I am whatever you need me to be. I need some help in here tonight. But Pharaoh is not easily moved, not even by the great I am. And God has to send plagues. The last one of which is the death angel, who makes his ride on a certain night through Egypt. And God declares that anybody who does not have the blood of the Paschal Lamb sprinkled on his doorposts will find coming the morning light their firstborn male child dead. Pharaoh awakens and holds the limp body of his firstborn male child in his arms, and he tells Moses, you and the children of Israel, get out of this land. And they pack up their belongings. And for the first time in 400 years, they see the promised land on the horizon. God is at long last getting ready to answer their prayers. He's getting ready to make their dreams come true. And they pack up and they begin to map a route. And the book says that the route from where they are in Egypt